B-Pod Studios.
The best show ever on 97.5 The Fanatic.
And find out what's brewing with Jen.
Okie dokie, we're going to start in Kentucky today, where a couple were such big fans of the movie Cocaine Bear, they decided to have a cocaine bear officiate their wedding.
Oh, I saw a I didn't know the story. I saw just a picture.
Yeah.
Of this. This was crazy.
It's a stuffed and mounted bear, but it was inspired by the movie. The bear usually sits in a local museum, but they brought it out and they even put a top hat on him to officiate the wedding.
Come on.
Now, the thing doesn't speak.
Right.
The article didn't say whether there was an actual officiant and the bear was just kind of there.
I mean, you know,
so is it legal? Is their marriage legal?
How obsessed could you be? It's like if I had a Dalton.
Well, we'll get to that in the 5 o'clock hour. Okay. And then Pat Egan is here, so we'll find out if everything's cool. Because,
yeah.
You know, I heard there's some beef, so we'll see if we can squash
that. He might be upset.
People love whoever you want to love, do whatever you want to do, but, like, don't be stupid. Like, so this is a movie that came out at a certain time, right? They have pictures for this and that. Now, honestly, I don't go back and regularly look at my wedding photos.
Right.
Like, it's set on a book. We have a whole wedding shelf of stuff. Like,
yeah.
Like, we watched the video one time.
I don't even know that I watched my
We house. Watched it one time. That's it. Like, I get it. But you do have those photos forever.
Yes, that's true.
And there is some photos, like, prominently in the house from the reception and things.
Yeah.
Do you want to have that in your house forever? Like, is your love for Cocaine Bear so strong that for the rest of your days, till death do you part, you want pictures of yourself with the bear?
This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
That's what I mean. Like,
this is in Kentucky.
But still,
what are you trying to say, Jennifer?
They got go to have some bluegrass wedding.
The bluegrass area is beautiful.
See?
They got lots of horses. Lots of horse
farms.
See,
do something like that. Having a horse, it would make sense. Like, oh, you're from Kentucky. Oh, why do you have this cocaine? First of all, no one's going to know it's Cocaine Bear like 3 days from now.
That's true.
She's got a bear there. Is she posing with a bear forever? I just find it to be...
In your wedding dress.
Right.
Yeah, like... Well, they did it.
At least there was... But I tell you what, I'd rather a cocaine bear than that HP printer that they have in so many of those courthouses.
Get
married at the courthouse. I want to make it clear. I don't want people thinking. I'm not against that. I'm saying just when you go to take your photo that you put on social media and share... Just step away from the printer.
Walk outside of City Hall in Philadelphia. It's a beautiful building.
Right. Or a hallway in front of some artwork.
Yeah.
Just always with the photo in front of the printer.
Yeah.
That's your best man?
There you
go. Was Hewlett Packard? Like, come on.
All right. Scientists say that someone who is alive today will live to be 150 years old. So, guy named Stephen Cohen, he owns a wellness clinic in California and London, says he's about 5 years away from using stem cell therapy to de-age people. He claims with his therapy, someone who is alive right now, at present day, will live to be 150 years old.
In good quality of life?
Well, that it's kind of a given.
I guess.
Booney doesn't want the 150.
No, I don't know if I would want 150.
Oh, I do.
Depending on how my
We
seat.
Know, Jen.
Jen will take forever.
Oh, wait. You guys weren't here, I don't think. Were you here when Jen went and signed for 100?
What?
I put a thing down. Yeah. This was the thing you guys were
I went and signed for
Devon
80.
Was in.
I went and signed for
right,
80.
Right, but I said. No. It was also, I said, Willis Reed had passed away at 80. I said, it feels a little short. So I said, okay. But if God came down and told you, you won't die before this, but you'll get to 100. You'll have good health, mental and physical, but 100, that's it. But you're good now, so you know 100. Jen said no because she would want more.
No.
I said I would sign for 100 in
no,
a moment.
You're incorrect.
Oh, and then she didn't want to know it was coming.
That's why.
I said it would happen in your sleep when you're 100.
That's why.
In your sleep,
you
painless.
You wouldn't know. It'd be like a dream, you're done.
But painless in your, at 100, painless.
That sounds...
We agreed...
Perfect.
We agreed to 365 days, and I wouldn't know when it would happen. I don't want to go to sleep on the eve of my birth at 99 and know I'm waking up dead.
No.
Not
well,
waking
if
up
you were told you'd get to 100, that doesn't mean
yes,
the day
so
it
then,
happens.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I had to clarify it. I said
but
no,
I
didn't
signed
want to know
for
when
the
it was
day
happening.
Of 100. That means I get 100.
How do you know at 100 you're not like, okay, let's go?
Right.
I mean,
yeah,
then,
you're hoping then, for it. It's like, be tonight, please. Holy
like,
hell.
I have met some old timers that were like that.
Yeah.
They were like, had enough. They were just saying, like, we were like, happy birthday, can't wait for another one. She was like, I hope not.
Right.
Hand on the Bible. She was like, I've had enough.
I would take that deal with 90 being the number.
Right. See, that's what I'm saying.
I just don't want to know when it's going to happen.
But it's going to be painless.
I still don't want to know when it's going to happen.
If I could sign 100, I'd throw a big party. At 100?
What? That's what more could you ask for than that?
I would take.
Jen's calling for the 150.
I would wake up tomorrow and get hit by a bus. Like, unbeknownst.
What the hell does that mean?
What the hell's going to produce?
Right, in this.
I would rather not know.
Who?
I would rather not know.
Okay.
Jen, you'd rather get hit by a bus
tomorrow
than, I would rather
than
not
sleep peacefully
know.
At 100.
I would rather
have
not know.
Have a 100th birthday and know
come.
That when you go to bed that night, that's the end.
No, I don't want that. That's okay. What I don't want.
Wow, she sounds evil about it.
I don't understand it.
I
would happily take that. I got 100 years. I got to have a party. Hey, good night.
At
I love
rate,
you guys.
I hope I make 50.
Oh, God. Here you go.
You and me both there, buddy.
Oh, right.
I'm a lot closer to it.
30 might be a stretch
you
for you right now.
I actually, I don't think 150's alive now. I think like 130. A good 130.
Might be closer,
but,
yeah.
But this has been the thing that we've been trying to forever, the Fountain of Youth. This has been in human history forever.
Yeah.
That's why you got the whole tombs out there in Egypt and everything. Living longer is something that we've always been obsessed with as people.
So the oldest living person, the person that lived the longest, her name was Janine Calmet. She lived to be 122 years old. She passed away in 1997. She supposedly sold canvases to Vincent Van Gogh when he was a young artist.
I completely believe that.
Yeah,
I remember.
She was born in the 1800s.
She didn't look her best at the end.
No, I'm sure
I need
not.
A good 150.
Oh.
122, she was struggling.
Well, with these stem cells, that might be the case.
I need a good 150.
There you go. All right, finally, we're going to go to the other side of the spectrum. A virtual reality, quote, death simulator will now show you what happens when you die.
Well, I know you're not going to go to this yet.
Hell no! It's called the Passing Storm Virtual Reality Experience. It was developed by an artist named Sean Gladwell, and it can take you through a cardiac arrest to brain death.
Oh, no. Brain death?
It also features an out-of-body experience that will allow you to look down on your dead body, quote, dead body. You can quit the simulation at any time if it gets to be a little too much.
I would say
you.
No.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Now, if I'm already gone for real, I hope I can make sure everything's kind of a little watch over, be a little guardian angel for about Elizabeth, about a week.
1 week.
One week.
Yeah, because it's death do your part. And I know that I want to make sure I can get her through the initial stuff, get me in the ground good, make sure she got stuff in order. Then I got to go up there. I got to talk to Martin Luther King. I got to find out what's going on. I got to see.
You're just going to forget about Elizabeth after a week.
No. Wait a minute. What do they say when you get married? What do they say?
After you part.
Right. My mom has passed away. I'm not 100% sure when Stevie J gets up there. I don't know. They may reunite. You never know. What if my mom got up there and immediately Courtner was Malcolm X? Now he gets up there, and now my dad got. You don't know. You don't know. It's till death do you part. You don't know once you get up there. The rules is till death. Once you pass away.
I never thought about this.
See?
Not one time.
So I'm going to get up there and find
this
out.
This is the brain of Tyrone.
Like, well, no, I mean, the first thing he said is he's going to MLK. I want to know the conversations.
Well, I got a lot to ask him.
I know.
I got a lot to ask him about. That's what I'm saying.
I want to know the conversations.
See, I'm not going to go immediately start running the streets. I still, like, get in there. Then I've been going, she outlived me by 10 years. Wasn't supposed to just do nothing for 10 years.
Are there class systems in heaven? Like, can you get to MLK? Or
yes.
Is it like he's famous...
I can get to MLK.
Still.
There's no classes up there.
And I'm me. MLK probably would probably want to talk to me.
MLK's probably like, I'm waiting for time.
He's like, ooh, Tyrone Johnson, it's his time.
Let's
all
talk
right.
about this.
Let's sit down.
Yeah, I want to have these conversations. Marilyn Monroe, when you got up there, like, are you up there with JFK? Or
DiMaggio.
Is DiMaggio. Uh-oh. And then DiMaggio, if you got turned down, who was your backup plan?
Oh,
who's Joe D up there with? Who was number two?
Look at you.
I'm going to find out all that stuff.
That's good.
Jackie O? Hey, Jackie O, you running around with any of the old narcissists? Are you with somebody else? I don't know.
JFK. We'll take care of
gotta
Elizabeth
talk to JFK.
For 1 week.
610-632. Thank you, Jeff.
You're welcome.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.